Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to come again to the Ten Commandments, and in fact we're coming to just the last two commandments. We've considered eight of them, and now we come to Numbers 9 and 10. We read, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour." What's behind this is the whole matter of telling the truth. And this is a very, very vital thing. There's a phrase that's been used in recent times about people being economical with the truth. But the Bible gives us very much an understanding that our yes should be yes and our no should be no. And we don't need to kind of emphasize anything. We're simply very straightforward that what we say is what we mean, and we mean what we say. Now, of course, in a court of law, one will be required to give testimony, and in that situation, it's absolutely vital that someone tells the truth. Because if you lie and it's not picked up, it is very possible for that to create very serious complications for the person that you are lying about. But it simply means that we watch our tongue, that we are careful when we talk. Sometimes exaggeration is tantamount to lying. Sometimes failing to say something, keeping quiet about something, is in effect lying. And therefore, it's very, very important to be people who are truthful. Christians need to show a real distinctiveness in this, telling the truth at all times. Now, we know that sometimes telling the truth, someone could be quite hurt and feel that they're being dishonoured. The actual essence of telling the truth cannot change, though the way we say things can imply a care and an understanding, a sensitivity. You shall not covet your neighbour's house, your neighbour's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbour. The Bible is concerned about our thoughts and about our attitudes. And when people look at what others have and wish that they had them, there are so many implicit dangers that can result with stealing, with destructive things, with adultery. That's why it talks about not coveting your neighbour's wife. With various possessions, to covet is to let lingering desire for something that doesn't belong to you just boil and fester, and if you're not careful, it's going to result in action which will prove to be very destructive. God's people need to be very cautious and careful. If you find yourself looking at something, it's something you need, it's something you want, we need to deal with it early. When you have certain stories in the Old Testament, we have the story of Achan, who at Jericho sees the beautiful armor and he looks at it, and he seems to appreciate its worth and its value, and he's looking at it so long that in the end he cannot resist stealing it. As soon as he saw it, he should have run away, and then he would have overcome. But the more you look at something, the more you may find that you want it, and that desire can overpower you. Jesus is the prime example in all the commandments. He didn't just say these are things that we should live by. He lived by them. And so was we. But we need to pause for worship. And afterwards, Patrick will join me. My good friend Patrick will share with us. And we'll try to look a bit more deeply into these last two commandments.
is faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Even though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the sea, faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Even though the wars may rage and my enemies rush in, faithful and true. What a friend I found. He has never let me down. Even though the trials have come, my back is breaking with the strain. I know my God reigns. What a friend I found. He is faithful and true. Never let me down. He has never let me down. He has never let me down.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these two verses from Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 and verse 17, about giving false testimony and coveting. False testimony, first of all, then, Richard, sounds quite a legal thing, and you mentioned the idea of lying in a courtroom situation. But this has got more domestic implications as well.
Yes, indeed. It's to do with the way that we speak. It's to do with everything in terms of integrity, being considered and faithful, and saying what we mean and being clear about it.
The thing about lying, I suppose, is it can escalate, can't it? You can start off with a small lie about something, but you can gradually dig yourself into a deeper and deeper hole and make the situation far, far worse. So it's not something that's easily done with.
No, that's right. It really comes from fear, because when we're afraid of the implications of telling the truth, then we are tempted to try and scale things down and try to say something which won't offend, but we hope is still reasonably true. And that's a very dangerous game.
Mm. But you also mentioned, you know, I mean, fairness, sometimes the need to be sensitive to people, to not cause unnecessary pain or hurt by things that we say.
Very much. But that again is about building relationship, because when we build good relationship, we're able to speak the truth to one another. And that is the key. It's when there's no relationship that saying this and saying that suddenly appears very stark and cruel. But if people really know you, they know what you mean. They know why you're saying what you're saying. So we need to spend time to do that.
And then coveting in verse 17, it's very easy to look at something that somebody else has and to want it. How do we cope with that feeling? With, you know, getting up in the morning and seeing that our next door neighbour literally has got something new that we like. How do we push that to one side?
I think that the essential secret in this is to look to God, to have what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I've learned in every situation I have to be content. And it means, therefore, that we're not dominated by what we own. We're not shaped by what we own. What makes us what we are is not what we have. It is who we are in ourselves. And I think if we build on that and resist any sense of trying to build an attitude, a character, which is more to do with what we have than what we are, then we're well on the way to overcoming this problem. But in this world, we're going to be tempted. We've got to learn to say no.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.